people talk about, well, we have communication today. Actually, we have transmission today. Communication requires, outside of its figurative definition, actual human interaction. That's what Rachel Liu was writing about. She concludes, much ink has been spilled about diagnosing the problems of our universities. Those concerns, unfortunately, are fairly well justified, but if we're going to indict the current system, it's worthwhile to spend time contemplating the alternatives we would like to see. Again, would you like to see? Probably, if you answer correctly, a new paradigm, a new mainstream, your own mainstream. What kind of instruction would prepare their cheerins to support themselves in a rapidly changing world? How can we give them the breadth, acceptability, or adaptability rather, and emotional resilience they need as existing colleges go bankrupt? Facilities might become available for entrepreneurs who are willing to develop other options. The Thales model might appeal to a certain sort of student as a kind of collegiate level classical Montessori hybrid. Now, one more on this. Joseph Pierce, did I print Pierce out? Pearson asked the question, or answered the question, of whether or not Chesterton was a socialist. And he concluded that Chesterton was not a socialist, that instead, Chesterton was a distributist. Now, a lot of people have taken this term, distributism, and distributist, and turned it and mangled it into something that it's not, and it shouldn't be. I'll give you the paraphrase definition. Basically, a distributist believes in solidarity, subsidiarity, and believes that property ought to be private. That's one. And that's in the Bible. Property ought to be private. And number two, that it shouldn't be distributed into the hands of Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, and the guys that run Netflix and Facebook. And then everyone else is out groveling for crumbs. That property is better distributed in communities as equitably or equally as possible. That does not mean that government comes in and confiscates the property and then gives everyone an equal share. And this is where people that get this wrong, and there are some good Catholics out there that have totally blown this. You need to listen up, because this is what this really means, is that because there is a system and an agreement unspoken between all parties, that solidarity is what controls most of our economic thinking in our communities, then you wouldn't see the monopoly, which is done. Why? Why has Bezos done what he's done? Why have any of the multinational conglomerates done what they've done? They've done it to acquire massive amounts of wealth for themselves. Simply put, in the classical definition, yeah, they're greedy. Greed like that is sinful. There's no place for it in a community that prizes the four final things. If you kick the four final things out of your economic thinking, out of any thinking, community planning thinking, if you're going to do it, then you're going to get secular results that are going to produce errors. And what do errors produce if they're not corrected? More errors. So, what's the way out of this morass? I said morass. Start thinking in terms of communities. Start thinking in terms of the welfare of everyone in a community. And not just how one person or two might be able to carve out an advantage so that I'm better off than you. By the by, that's not communism, and that's not socialism. That's solidarity. No one is asking, and Chesterton didn't, the government to initiate this. And the only role that the government really has in this, if you're going to have monopoly laws, enforce them. If you're going to make currency something that is available only to a few, meaning that the form of capital is available, is only available to the corrupt through these things we call exchange windows or trade windows and banks, well, then what has the government done? The government hasn't aided and assisted in a sense of solidarity. It's acted upon the selfish desires of a few and rigged the system in favor of them. So the idea that government is benign in this, and we want real free markets. No, government is instituted among men for the common good, the good of all, not just the good of the guys that run Facebook, Netflix, and Amazon. Think about it.